Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel, in association with Kosher 101.9, radio around the world, Carlsbad, New Mexico, USA. We ourselves are talking to you from Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. We represent Brit Am, that searches for the lost in tribes, brings recognition to the results of this research that shows that the Lost In Tribes were predominantly found within Western nations and their offshoots overseas, and also strives to further the ultimate reconciliation between Judah, the present-day Jews, and Joseph, representing the Lost In Tribes of Israel. Present talk is a very shortened version of points, major points in Hosea chapter 9, that shows that it was prophesied that the Muslims would attack, the Western nations would attack America and Britain primarily, and they would cause evil and bad deeds to be done unto them, that the Muslim nations are our enemies, and attempts to be friendly with them, to befriend them, and to be conciliatory towards them, can only end in disaster. This is what Hosea chapter 9 said. We have given another talk on this subject where we have gone into great detail. At present, we're just giving you chapter headings, a quick overall view of what we said previously. Also on our website, you may find a long article on this subject and on related subjects. Go to www.britam.org, britam.org, and you will find much more on this matter. Hosea chapter 9 spoke of Ephraim, spoke of the Lost End tribes. He also spoke of Mahmad. Mahmad, in the Hebrew version, in the Hebrew Bible, in the Hebrew original Bible, from which our present English versions translations. They are, on the whole, accurate translations, but here and there they missed certain nuances, and also there were double meanings in the Hebrew original, and the original Hebrew words have double meanings, have more than one meaning, which consciously were written that way, in order that they have double meanings. But when they are translated, these double meanings, these extra meanings of certain words that are significant get lost. So we find in the Hebrew Bible the word Mahmad in Hosea chapter 9 in connection with a mad prophet. This mad prophet, according to Maimonides, the great Jewish sage, who incidentally served Saladin, he was a personal physician to Saladin, who was a major Kurdish ruler in Egypt, of what was then the primary Muslim empire in the world. Maimonides was close to him. Maimonides was his personal doctor. Maimonides said that this madman, this mad prophet mentioned in chapter 9, refers to Muhammad, and he also said that the Muslims have mistreated the Jewish people more than any other nation in the world, in history. And he knew what he was talking about. And this is important to remember, because often left-wingers and people with liberal inclinations claim that under the Muslim rulers, the Jews had it quite good. And they also point to Maimonides as an example of how good it was for the Jews under the Islams, under the Arab rulers. And it was not good. It was not good at all. It was very bad. And Maimonides was in a position to know, and he said it was terrible. This is a point for another discussion, but if you doubt what I'm saying, you can look it up. A lot has been written on this subject. And the Jews from Muslim lands, those Jews in Israel, whose parents or they themselves were living in Arab lands, testified to the fact that the Arabs treated them horribly. And they are the ones who are most against any type of rapprochement, any type of conciliation with the Arab peoples. Hosea says in chapter 9, Hosea 9:7 says, the days of visitation have arrived, the days of payment have come. Israel shall know the prophet is evil, the spiritual leader is mad, because of your transgression there is great hatred. That's what it says. I repeat, the days of visitation have arrived, the days of payment have come. Israel shall know the prophet is evil, the spiritual leader is mad, because of your transgression there is great hatred. This is speaking about the Muslims. The Muslims are not rational. Anyone in the West who acted as Islam seemed to require its adherents to think and act would not be considered a normal person. In some contexts, you could say that about the adherents of any religion, but it's not true. It's not exactly true. Most religions, especially Judaism and those in the Judeo, so-called Judeo-Christian tradition, expect rational behavior, moral behavior that is universally recognizable as such. And the rank and file of their head adherents do adhere to these overall directives. This whole chapter of Hosea chapter 9, it speaks of some type of bond, attempted bonding between Ephraim, between the Western peoples, between America, the USA and the UK, and the Islams and the Muslim world. And this will come to a disaster. This will lead to a disaster to Ephraim. Ephraim is warned about it. Israel is warned not to be happy. Hosea 9:1. Because they have departed from the truth. The Spirit of God is not with them. They are not no longer inspired as it were in the past. Their leaders no longer strive to do what is right according to the Bible, according to what the God of Israel wanted. In the past, major leaders of both our nations did have this urge within them, did have this general sense of fulfilling a divine purpose, even if theologically and in their own private lives they were not exactly paragons of virtue. They did, on the whole, strive to fulfill this general goal that they recognized as being a fundamental aspect of the peoples they were serving, of the Israelite peoples, of the English-speaking peoples, who are descended from Israel and are brother nations to the Jewish people, represented by Judah in the Bible. Hosea 9:6 says, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up. Infants shall bury them. The prison places, the word translated as prison places is Mahmad. Mahmad in Hebrew is another way of saying the word Muhammad. And he goes on. And he continues in Hosea 9:7, the days of visitation have arrived. The days of payment have come. Israel shall know the prophet is mad. The prophet is evil. Mad, Meshuga. A man of spirit because of your transgression and of great hatred. This is referring to Muhammad. Both according to the simple meaning of the Hebrew Bible and according to the tradition that Maimonides spoke of. Continued. Ephraim looked out with the God of the prophet, hidden snare in all his path, hatred in the house of his God. Muhammad, the Islams have hatred for you. They hate the Western nations. They hate Ephraim. They hate Judah. And they are laying a snare to entrap you. And perhaps they have already done so. Who knows? This is an important point. This is what is written in the Bible. We should take cognizance of it. We should know about it. We should realize it. We should learn the Bible. If you interested in more details on this matter, go to our website and read an article on the subject. Go to britam.org / Hosea 9 HTML, and you will find an article on this subject. Alternatively, if that is a bit too long to remember, but verbally, go to our website. Go to britam.org. On the left hand side, scroll down a little bit and you will come to a heading, a link that says Bible Studies and Commentary. Click on it. This will take you to a list of Bible studies. Scroll down again a little bit and you will come to a link to Hosea. Click on it. Scroll down until you come to a link to chapter 9. Click on it, and this will take you to a lengthy, detailed article on what we have been spoken of. Thank you. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain. Broadcasting Israel. I hope this has aroused your interest and that you will at least look into the subject, because it is quite important and the information is very vital, and it's there. It's there in black and white, and you can look it up for yourself, and whatever dissatisfaction you may have with the way that we have presented it, just judge it from its content. Go to the source matter, see what's written there, see the sources, see the references, judge it by its content, compare it with other findings, and choose and decide for yourself. Thank you.